To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are you ready for championship week, Keith?
Championship week! Yeah, division title on the line? That happened pretty quick in the Mike Vrabel era.
It really did.
Week 15, I guess it is. You could win a division. Not too shabby.
It's a... I don't think Vrabel, by the way... Just like, I just use the word I use just to use it. Like, you guys read way too much into what I have
to
say.
Like a fox, this guy. He knows what he's doing.
We got to pick one or the other. Either we think Vrabel's real calculated on stuff like this, which I do.
I think he is.
Or he just, you know, says words to say words and there's no motivating factor with Vrabel in this team. Like, you got
to
pick one.
I don't think he's a words to say words guy. Now, every once in a while, we all are, you know, he talks a lot. So I'm sure everything isn't like... predetermined ahead of time, right? I don't want to go overboard, be like, this guy's playing 3D chess the entire time.
Right.
But like, I do think what he said there is he meant it.
Well, and again, just the context of that was he was asked about the bye week. Like, he wasn't led into it or backed into a corner, asked about competing for championships. He was asked about the bye week. And he's like, well, champions are never satisfied.
It's not like, hey, do you think you can win the Super Bowl? He's like, yeah. He's like, he says he can win the Super Bowl. It's like, no. They're like, what are you guys going to do during the bye week?
He's asked for, like, vacation plans. Yeah. And he's like, well, champions are never satisfied.
Champions don't take naps.
So, like, right. I don't know. I put a lot of stock in that. Maybe you don't. And if you don't, then I guess you think Vrabel has, you know, no big brain.
He's got the biggest brain.
Motivational tactics, which he was asked about that, too. And now I'm trying to remember where that was. You know, motivating players. Was this with Greg yesterday? Where was this? Or was this maybe in the, did an interview with Wake Up Barstool as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it was something along the lines of like, do you motivate players? He's like, they're all motivated. They're all, I don't know what it is. It might be dating the cheerleader in high school to be the quarterback of the team.
Sure.
It might be to win. It might be a contract. He's like, they're all motivated.
Yeah.
I got to inspire them. And so I think that's some of what he's doing with letting them know. It's okay to let your mind wander to a championship and start with a divisional championship and maybe, you know, the one seed and winning the AFC, if you will, in the regular season, then winning it in the playoffs and competing for a championship. And I think he's doing that purposefully, but I don't know. He either doesn't want to take all the credit for it or he doesn't want you to think that's what he's doing.
Yeah, I guess maybe he didn't want it to, like, you know, blow up too much, right? Because, like, that was also at a time where there was no game. That was one of the last things that he said. Everybody kind of latched onto it, so he's being asked about it again. So he's trying to downplay it a little bit overall, but I'm sure inside the locker room he's saying stuff like that, and I'm sure everybody is on board and on the same page, and I don't think it's crazy for him to say that, right? It's not like, he's not saying, like, we are champions, like, we're the defending champions. He's not saying that. He's saying, like, this is what champions need to do, and so obviously that's what we're going
to
do.
We're going to talk to Tommy Curran about this very topic coming up at high noon today on a Tom E. Tuesday. He says Vrabel's word choice shows the Patriots bar officially has been raised. We'll tier off NFL teams today at 11:30 on a Tier Tuesday. So stay tuned for that. Plus, Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. We'll get you a Red Sox update from the winter meetings. We, of course, watched the Monsters, Inc. broadcast last night, the animated broadcast.
Keith. Oh, I was locked in.
So we got some Monday night thoughts as well on the broadcast and on those teams. Stay tuned for that. But let's start with the Patriots and the Bills, along with Mike Vrabel and the success he's piled up here in year one. How do you think Vrabel has got it done? You know, the idea of getting the Patriots to come in, compete, be where they are at this point in the year. You just said it, week 15, competing for a division championship, which we didn't see. How has Vrabel done that in year one?
Well, we were talking to Christian Ellis yesterday about it, and he gave us sort of the answer of, like, you know, you can talk to Vrabel about anything. And he's like, you can go have a one-on-one in his office, but you're also very comfortable taking his instruction on the field, in the locker room, whatever. He seems to be, I think, in today's game, like, the ultimate head coach, or he, like, oversees the entire team. He's not, like, a specialized, oh, I work really well with quarterbacks. Which, again, I'm not even saying it's the worst thing in the world. I think there's definitely value in that, too. Or I'm the guy that X's and O's defenses, and, like, that's my thing. Like, I'll figure out a way to shut down the other quarterback. He is sort of in charge of the entire 53-man roster. And I don't know if this is more of a modern athlete thing, because Bill Belichick was great, but he wasn't a former player, and it worked for Bill Belichick, right? But we see it certainly in basketball, and I think we're also seeing it in the NFL. I wonder if some players just take the message from a former player, or is it easier to take the message from a former player, or a guy that's literally won Super Bowls. I think that helps for them. He's like, oh, if he's asking me to do this, he's probably been asked to do it, and he's asking me for a reason. So I think they completely, like, trust the guy. They've bought in immediately. And some of it might be sticking by guys after mistakes. You know, you and I wouldn't have done that, talking about, like, Ramondre and Pop Douglas. And
no.
I'm sure there are many other examples that are sort of smaller mistakes that he saw and then just coached it up, trusted in the players, and then they've sort of returned the favor. But, yeah, I think it's just been a lot of it is him sort of changing the culture, which is such an easy kind of cliche thing to say. But that's what's happened. Like, we've watched it firsthand. We saw it in camp, and it's continued throughout the season.
So I think there's a lot to that. One of the things that I was fearful of, for instance, Josh McDaniels being here. And I guess, did Chime have, like, a full-on Josh McDaniels mea culpa this morning?
Did he?
Well, I think he said
it was his lead.
It could have been worse.
Oh, he apologized?
He's like, you could be the Eagles.
Thank you. What I saw was he's like, you could have the Eagles bum-ass play callers.
Good point.
So it was like a sort of backhanded compliment,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah, we got to start somewhere.
But I wasn't a big fan of the McDaniels hire at all, because I thought it was so unimaginative and so, like, let's run it back to past success days. The whole reason you hired Gerard Mayo in the first place was, A, let's stick with the Patriot way, yeah, and all the success of the past and not start it over. And I honestly was a little fearful of that with Vrabel, too. He had at least been somewhere else and done something different and been successful as a head coach in Tennessee, struck out on his own, if you will. But I was still a little worried about that with Vrabel. I was definitely worried about it with McDaniels. They came in and they blew it up. There aren't as many. I don't want to say there's zero, but there are hardly any Belichick holdovers. There really aren't even that many Mayo holdovers from a year ago.
Yeah.
Coaching staff, players, they came in and they started over at square one. And last year, Mayo was in over his head. But one of the mistakes they made from the very start was, well, let's try to tweak what Bill was doing. When it was clearly lost at the end with Bill, it didn't need a tweak. It needed an overhaul. They tried to tweak it. It didn't happen. They came in, they rolled up their sleeves, you know, the workmen that they are, the auto mechanics that they are. They got grease all over them, and they went to work, and they started over from scratch. And they overhauled, yeah, the whole thing from leadership to personnel to coaching, that whole thing. I mean, they needed to come in and completely clean shop, and they did.
They kept Jeremy Springer on the coaching staff. That was pretty much it, right? They brought in all different guys. And whether, you know, Kraft or Vrabel hired McDaniels, doesn't matter. They brought in McDaniels, which was new to this roster for most of the guys, right? I guess Hunter Henry had worked with him on when it had worked with him, but all different offensive guys on the position coaches, defense is all different. I mean, you look right now, they basically came in, they said, all right, we like Drake May, we like Christian Gonzalez, we'll take it from here. And the leading rusher on the team is new. 4/5 of the offensive line is new. The leading receiver, new. The leading tackler, new. The leading the guys with the most sacks on the team, new. Kicker is new. Like, they took a four, and this is what most teams should do. If you win 4 wins in back-to-back seasons for any franchise, you're not that close. Like, you need to change things drastically, and that's what they did.
And I guess it's not just about the talent upgrade to me, because they certainly upgraded their talent. They drafted well.
Yeah.
They spent, I think, mostly smartly in free agency. So it's not just about the talent upgrade. It's about the change in culture. And, you know, you needed to do that. You couldn't have Mayo and Belichick holdovers, largely. I know there are some. But you couldn't have a bunch of those and make Vrabel's vision work. And I think he understood that. And I think they got down to that on day one. And I didn't see it. I didn't see it when they did it. But I think looking back on it, I think that's a big factor in why they are where they are, which is playing for a hat and T-shirt game.
Hat Keith, and T-shirt.
On Sunday against the Bills. Mm-hmm. Drake May, who I guess is a holdover from the Gerard Mayo era,
yep,
talked about this yesterday in his appearance on WEEI Afternoons. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, I think it was one of our goals, you know, this year to win our division. And it's pretty cool. You see, you know, that come to life. And one of the biggest things that Coach Vrabel's big on is, you know, going out and earning it and knowing what a chance we got to do. But, you know, at the same time, all that hat, T-shirt stuff, I think, you know, the best thing that I heard from Coach McDaniels is, you know, you really keep the one. You have to, that's the big one at the end. You don't really, you know, care as much about, you know, what you get for the ones along the way. The one at the last game is the big one that you really hold on to. So that's what we're trying to work to. And I know a lot of people, you know, out there are trying to work to the same goal. So it's a tough challenge.
Okay. So they've earned it where they are, but they're not done yet. And I think that's an example of the players understanding that overall vision. Now, I will say one thing that I didn't focus on enough yesterday when we were talking about Pats and Bills, the hat and T-shirt game.
Yes.
If you're Buffalo, it's all really right there in front of you for the taking. And I guess this crystallized for me yesterday. Like, they've gone through this year. They've already beaten Burrow. They've beaten Mahomes. They've beaten Lamar Jackson. Now, none of those teams are very good this year.
Yeah, it turns out they're all not in the playoffs.
But, like, all these guys who Josh Allen, specifically Mahomes, all these guys who Josh Allen would have to go through or that team looked at and said, we got to go through these teams, they're all gone. And now it's the Broncos and Bo Nix. It's the Patriots and Drake May, who did beat them earlier this year. Mm-hmm. But in Buffalo's mind, you go out there, you take care of this game, you're split, you won in their building. The whole AFC really is there for the taking for Buffalo. So we've talked about that a lot.
Oh, there's no excuses
with
for
New England.
None.
Buffalo looks at it and goes, our boogeyman is gone. Patrick Mahomes is out.
The only team that stood in their way, or so they thought.
And so yeah. I don't think Buffalo is a good enough team to take advantage of the entire AFC. They might be on Sunday against the Pats in a one-off.
Yeah.
I don't think they're good enough top to bottom. Their quarterback certainly is to run through the AFC, but it is wide open for them. And if they can get it back on the tracks, this could be the year where Josh Allen gets it done, where he's never been able to do that before.
Yeah, it's like the Celtics a couple years ago when, you know, just broke their way. It was a lot of injuries and things like that, but they just didn't really have a tough challenge the whole way through. And then lo and behold, they win the title. And so for Buffalo, you're like, man, they're going to have to beat Joe Burrow. They're going to have to beat Patrick Mahomes. They never beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. They beat him always in the regular season, but not in the playoffs. But they don't even have to do that. So as much as we're talking about that for the Patriots, like the Patriots could be the one seed. The Patriots might not have to face any Super Bowl winning quarterback, any MVP quarterback, and they could find themselves playing in the Super Bowl. Or maybe it's the year for Josh Allen, although they're going to have to do it on the road. They're not going to be a division champ for the first time in whatever it is, 5 years, right? Pretty much since Brady left, it's been Josh Allen.
Last time was 2019 when they didn't win. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been their division, but it's also at a year where their team's not that good either. Like, it's one of those things where all four of those quarterbacks, for different reasons, are not having the seasons that any of them expected to. The Bills are playing better than those other three, but they're 9-4. They just lost a couple weeks ago to the Texans, who look like a scarier team. We'd both say they look like a more a dangerous opponent in the playoffs. So, yeah, like I don't look at Buffalo like I did even the last couple of years. Like they're putting it all on Josh Allen, and he's great. But is he going to be able to go on a run and you know win out or whatever it's going to take? I don't think so.
So I'm with you. I don't look at them the same way either. And yet you look up and they are 9-4.
Yeah.
And if they win this week, they look a lot scarier. So there is a lot at stake, obviously.
They have a top five offense, but they have a middle of the pack defense, and their offense really, like individual playmakers, it's the quarterback, super important. It's the running back, and that's it. You know, like there's really not a whole lot else out there.
And
so.
I think I focused too much on the division yesterday personally. Like I'm like, well, even if the Patriots lose this game, they still have the inside track on the division. They don't need to win this game to win the division. It's going to be hard for Buffalo not to be a wild card team.
Yeah.
But if Buffalo wins a game like this, all of a sudden, they're a 10-win team. The AFC's wide open. They can go on the road and win playoff games. So all of a sudden, that gives them a lot of hope, in my mind.
They could. I do think the Pats will have a ton of confidence going in Sunday. Ty Law was talking about it this morning. I mean, like, they did beat them. That first game beating them, it's not just a regular division opponent. This was the team that has the MVP of the league and was expected to roll through this division again this year.
Buffalo was undefeated in that game, weren't they?
Yeah.
I think they were.
That makes sense. Yeah, I think they were. And so, and the Pats were 2-2. You beat them head-to-head in Buffalo.
Yeah, Buffalo was 4-0 in that game. Yeah.
So I would say even if you lose on Sunday, I think you're going into the playoffs and be like, we can play with anybody. Like, we split with Buffalo. People will probably start picking Buffalo if they win this game on Sunday. You know, more and more people will pick them to maybe win the conference, if not the division. So, yeah, no, but the Pats are in an incredible spot.
Meanwhile, Patriots and Buffalo is a 1 o'clock game, and the Pats and Ravens, this happened after we got off the air yesterday, has been flexed to Sunday Night Football.
All right, explain this to me like I'm 5 years old.
I don't get it.
Why is that?
Because they'll never move the Cowboys out of primetime.
So is that what it was?
It's less about the game.
It's
two sub-500 teams playing each other on Sunday night, but it's the Cowboys.
So it was less about the game, and it was more about who,
Cowboys?
Yeah, just they're
it's
not going to.
It's Cowboys-Vikings.
Yeah, it's a really bad
That's
game.
That's horrible game.
Eeks.
Eeks indeed.
That is a bad game.
Yeah, that, I mean, I guess for people that like the 1 o'clock game,
anyway,
you're lucked out there.
Get ready for it. The rest of the country is going to have a lot of Patriots games to deal with. Buffalo and Pats is going to be a signature game at 1 o'clock, and then you do have the standalone game on Sunday Night Football coming up in a few weeks. So, big games for the Pats. They're going to get a lot of national exposure. How do you think they handle it? And what exactly is at stake here on Sunday against Buffalo? 617-779-7937. You can also discuss Mike Vrabel and the impact here in year one, where he is raising the bar, according to Tommy Curran from NBC Sports Boston. We'll talk to him on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon, Tier Tuesday, 11:30, and of course, a key for madness for you at 12:45. We got your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. You can watch there. You can chat there. Same drill as Twitch. Meanwhile, Mike Vrabel also talking up Drake May, the reason he came here, and some of his specific skill set and strengths.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get to that. That was Mike Vrabel yesterday on Wake Up Barstool. You've heard Vrabel actually say this a few different times. He chose New England based on his relationship with the Crafts, but also based on the quarterback that was there in Drake May.
Yeah, it's a good call.
It made the right call.
I assume most coaches consider that.
He could have had Justin Fields and whatever else with the New York Jets, or he could have had Caleb Williams and the Bears.
Williams doing all right.
That's another one he could have had.
Trevor Lawrence.
Could have had Dak in Dallas. Like, what were all the vacancies?
Yeah. Cam Ward. in Tennessee, right?
Ooh, I would have felt better
about Justin Fields.
Yep, that's true with the Jets, yes.
Yeah, not great.
What was the other one you said? Oh, Cam Ward?
No, he wasn't
going to go back there.
Well, no, I know, but I'm saying
that's another quarterback you could have
jobs. Yeah, I don't think Tennessee. Although maybe they would like to rehire him. I think Tennessee, if given the opportunity,
they might redo it.
They might take a look,
but they might. So, no, I mean, honestly, it probably came down to, and I think he flirted with the Jets. But if you're talking about quarterbacks, it probably came down to their Chicago. Chicago was an attractive job.
I think those are the two most attractive jobs. And at the time, unless you really felt strongly that Drake was better than Caleb Williams, at the time you probably felt Chicago was closer. They had more of a. More talent overall.
Speaking for myself, I liked May better than Williams, but I liked the Chicago roster a lot better, which, I don't know, you could see how much you can come in and remake the roster like Vrabel did.
Now, their division's tougher. I don't know how much that weighs in on coaches. Also, it's funny, we just assume some of these coaches, like, oh, you just pick whatever job you want, but it was funny listening to Vrabel going back a couple weeks ago when they were on Greg Hill's show, and they were talking to him about, like, hey, were you interested in like the Ohio State job? Or are you interested in whatever? And he's like, yeah, I wasn't offered that job. He's like, I was interested in anything. He's like, you know, I didn't have a job.
I was out of coaching. Yeah. I mean, as a head coach, out of coaching.
Like, I think he was open to whatever. Like, he did interview with the Jets. I was shocked he didn't interview with the Raiders. That was another one, by the way, that was open.
Good one. Could have had
Geno Smith.
Geno or like something like Sam Darnold, like another moving part. Yeah.
But like, those guys, you know, can only be so picky, and this is one where it kind of lined up. Like, I think Vrabel was more than happy to come back to New England and coach a team that he had played for, and then also they had the quarterback. You know, if they had Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi, would Vrabel still be here? Probably, but like in that answer that he gave you, it's like you either need the quarterback or the path to the quarterback, right? So some of these guys will take a job, but they know that the quarterback they inherited isn't going to be there very long, but this is one of those situations where hopefully these two are paired together for a really long time.
It's a good point by the text line. What's he supposed to say? I wanted Mac Jones. No, in that specific answer, he was asked about Drake May. The previous one, though, and where was this? This was one of the the Thursday night game when they were sitting there on Prime after they beat the Jets, and he said he volunteered that he wasn't asked about Drake. He volunteered why he came to New England. He's like, my relationship with the Crafts and the quarterback. He wasn't asked about Drake in that question,
right.
He volunteered that up. So I believe it. I mean, look, it's easy to say in retrospect, but I believe it. And I think listening to some of the other coaches, Aaron Glenn, going back to that Jets game, that's another one who said, no, you could see it with Drake May. Because Aaron Glenn was a head coaching free agent this offseason before he chose the Jets. And he's like, you could see it with some of these quarterbacks. He's like, Drake, you could see it last year. Even though the team was bad, you could see he had all the makeup of a franchise quarterback. That's a guy coaching against him who said that. One more from Vrabel yesterday on Wake Up Barstool. He was also on with Greg, as he is every week. If you missed any of that, it's on the Audacy app, AUDACY. We played a bunch of that yesterday. This is Vrabel when asked about Drake May's strengths and what he brings to the table as an elite quarterback. Here's the answer.
Well, there's an athleticism. I've tried to explain this, and I'm no quarterback expert. I know winners. I can tell the guys that are winners, and I think that there is an athleticism to the way that he plays the position. In and out of the pocket, that's probably different than some other quarterbacks. And I think that his ability to remain accurate while off platform or at different arm angles is something that I've really been impressed with. Situationally, he's really improved. You know, there's been some plays that people wouldn't notice at the end of games. Teams were out of timeouts, and his ability to not throw the ball away, to not stop the clock, just in tune with that. That's something that, you know, he's taken a lot of pride in, is his ability to do that and make the right decisions, you know, when we've needed it.
Okay, that last one is him taking a little credit.
I think that's him.
I think for that's the impact he's made. Yeah.
But I think those might be the two biggest improvements in Drake May's game, and you sort of highlighted both of them. And because everybody knew he was a really good athlete. Right, everybody knew that. Everybody knew he could run. Everybody knew he had a good arm. I wouldn't say like an all-time arm, but he has a good arm. That's why coming out of college, there were comparisons to Josh Allen. Like he's a really, really good athlete. But his accuracy has surprised me. I don't know about everybody else, but like his accuracy, as Vrabel points out, like when he's running with the ball, he can still put it right on receivers. That's been good. And then his overall just like situational awareness, which Vrabel talked about as soon as he took the job, but like how he can help Drake May. And you see that on the field. Like, you see those moments. Last game was a great example where they're trying to keep the clock running. He doesn't take a sack. He doesn't throw it away. But he doesn't run out of bounds either. Like, he slides in bounds, keeps the clock rolling, forces New York to use more of their timeouts. It's just stuff like that that all, like, veteran quarterbacks have, but not all young quarterbacks have. And the quicker you get that part of it, like, the better you're going to be.
So we've talked about this before. Drake May might be the quarterback you'd start a franchise with if you were going to draft a franchise and start from scratch. It might be Drake May, even over this guy, Josh Allen, this weekend. You got to win one game, though, Keith.
Yeah.
Who would you take, Josh Allen or Drake May?
Right now, I would still take Josh Allen.
I think that is the right answer.
Yeah, I would still take Josh Allen.
Like, it's a big playoff game.
Yeah.
We don't know that Drake can't do it, and Josh Allen has never won the whole thing, but he's won playoff games. He's had incredible performances doing it.
Follow-up question.
Yes.
Who has Steph Diggs? Because that's also important in this equation. No, because I don't know.
I don't know if that is for me, honestly. Like, yeah. I think it's just Allen is so impactful, and you hope Drake May is that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying Drake can't do it, but I've seen Allen do it in big games, even games where he's lost. He's gone toe to toe with Mahomes and lost some of them through no fault of his own. I think for one game, if we're all being honest with ourselves, Josh Allen's still the answer.
Well, I think we do need to see Drake May play in the playoffs, and I have high hopes that he's going to be really, really good, but. What's one criticism you always hear about Justin Herbert? What's one criticism you always hear about Lamar Jackson? Can't play in the playoffs. Guys sucks in the playoffs.
They can get there, but they can't win.
All right, but they've been there. So, like, at least, so, like, let's wait and see. Like, where's Josh Allen? I know the response would be, well, Josh Allen hasn't made it to the Super Bowl yet. Fair. But he's played in and played well in playoff games, which he's won. So, hopefully, Drake May, you know, he wins his first game, and that's never really a question. Because with other guys, it's like, oh, you lost this time, now you got to wait another whole year. And then you lose that time, like, now you got to wait another whole year. And it's like some of those guys that we know are good quarterbacks just kind of can't get out of their own way in the playoffs.
617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. Johnny is in Brooklyn. Got us started today, Johnny.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call. You had mentioned Gerard Mayo earlier, and I just wondered if he were coaching this team and they had all the talent that they have this year compared to last year, and they had Josh McDaniels, where do you think they would be? I don't want to take anything away from Vrabel, but I'm just curious because I do think that Mayo, as problematic as he was in press conferences, did kind of get an unfair shake last year. So I just want your thoughts, guys. Okay. Thanks for taking the call.
It's been a while since we've answered this, but we've answered questions like this in the past. They're 11-2.
Ready to burn some cash.
Would they be 11-2 with Mayo?
No, like
no chance.
Six they'd be 11-7.
They would. Okay, I'd say better than that though.
7-6,
maybe.
I don't think they'd be a lot better.
Is Alex Van Pelt still running
okay,
the offense?
11. Okay, so
who's running the defense?
Vrabel's worth four games.
Is he keeping DeMarcus Covington?
Vrabel's worth four games.
Well, is it?
Yes.
I might not go that high.
Is it
two or three?
Is it the exact same roster? Because it really wouldn't be.
No,
it's a lot of Vrabel guys.
I understand your point. It's a lot of Vrabel guys.
Yeah. I think he's worth quite a bit.
But I think if May was going to play like this, and you could say maybe he wouldn't. Yeah. I don't know.
McDaniels, draft class wouldn't be the same.
McDaniels is getting forced
Elliot
on whomever.
But Mayo was such a mess. So it's not only
Elliot Wolf drafted May, just FYI.
But also, when you're saying, is Vrabel worth four games? Maybe not compared to an average coach, but compared to the worst coach,
worth seven more than
he's
Mayo.
He's plus two compared to an average coach, and then Mayo is minus
two from
an average coach.
We're comparing him to like the coach with a war of zero. We're comparing him to a negative war coach.
But they'd be in like the playoff mix. You said 7-6.
They might be in the hunt.
They'd be in the hunt.
No, they'd be much worse. I'm telling you, this is.
No, they'd be much worse, but that's four games worse. You think Vrabel's worth four games?
He might be.
Even with May playing like this.
He might. Well, I mean, it's butterfly effect, and it's or chicken and the egg, or whatever I guess you want to say, because, like, is May playing like this without Vrabel? I'm sure he takes a year or two jump forward, but if it's Mayo and Van Pelt or whatever, like, I can't imagine it looks this good, or he's like, or the guy is this comfortable. Also, like, how would he have coached up all these other different situations, talking about Gerard Mayo versus, you know, like,
they'd still have this joke schedule with Mayo.
Yeah, but they also started the year 1-2 of the joke schedule. Do they dig themselves out of that?
Maybe
and if
not.
They lose to Buffalo, I think that the trickle down there is significant.
No, that's
if
a
you
big
lose
pivot
to Buffalo,
sure.
Then now you're 2-3. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, you'd be 2-3 instead of 3-2, and you don't have the signature win that everybody like gained so much confidence in. And then you probably lose a handful of other games. I mean, the Tampa Bay game you might lose, the Atlanta game you might lose. Like, they played some close games along the way.
Here's a good question. If Vrabel went elsewhere, Yeah. Who would have been the head coach? The text line is suggesting maybe it would have been McDaniels.
It would have been Dom Capers.
Who do you think who was their pivot off Vrabel?
I don't think they had another guy.
I don't really
guy.
Think so either, which probably tells you this was all forecasted.
Didn't they try
and
to interview Aaron Glenn?
The second? Yeah, well.
I understand.
That was
I know why they did.
Big, giant, fake interview. No,
it wouldn't have been McDaniels.
My guess is the second they fired Mayo, they knew what they were doing, yeah. And it was probably mostly worked out. I mean, Vrabel was going to go through the process. And
so
he
you think they
would have
just kept Mayo?
Yeah, I think if they didn't know they had a real good chance. Maybe Dunn is too strong, but through back channels.
Yeah.
And they obviously can reach out to the guy. He sat in the box while he was still the head coach of the Titans.
It's a pretty good what if.
Through back channels, they probably felt very, very strongly, if didn't outright know what they were going to do.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they probably had no pivot off Vrabel. If Vrabel was like, oh, you know what? This interview with the Jets went well, or, ooh, I actually got the Bears job over Ben Johnson, I don't know what they would have done. I don't think it would have been McDaniels, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know who it would have been, because it seems like they like guys that worked here in the past. I mean, even Belichick was somebody that worked here, and Robert knew him through that staff and then brought him back, and then obviously Mayo and Vrabel, so he's not going too far to field, so I don't know who it would have been.
617-779-7937. Phone calls there. We'll get back to the winter meetings at 11 o'clock. Latest buzz as it relates to the Red Sox is heating up a little bit, just a little bit, on the bat front for the Red Sox. We'll update you there. We got tiers coming up at 11:30, tiering off NFL teams on a tier Tuesday. We got a Tommy Tuesday with Tommy Curran at high noon. We'll circle back to Vrabel's comments and what Tom is interpreting from them. Plus, we have a Key for Madness for you at 12:45. Stay tuned for it. On the way next, we'll get to some Monday Night Football takeaways, Keith. Chargers take down the Eagles. How seriously do we have to take them? The teams in the Super Bowl a year ago completely falling apart.
Oh, they don't look good.
And we got a nice animated Monsters, Inc. broadcast, which you know we have thoughts.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Next.
He may never laugh either. He is serious, and he's serious about trying to win this game, but it's intercepted! Sully with his fourth interception of the night, and this one ends it. Almost a 23-19, but it's a 22-19, and the Chargers win!
Sully there to end the game.
A one-hand grab by James P. Sullivan. Take a bow, sir.
Wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek.
Oh, how much of this did you watch last night, Keith? You know, I watched a decent amount early. Of course, I had a double dork podcast, so that I did have it on, though, watching it without the
sick
sound.
Yeah, bro.
You can check them out on the Odyssey app if you so choose, but No, we talked about we had friend of the show Drew Carter on last week to talk about it. I am interested in it. I think it's fascinating, or actually, it blows my mind how they can do it.
I said
it's not just like animation; it's like real. It's the game.
Before the show, I've had these on in the house before, and so, but Kat's like, well, what? So, what is this? She's like, is it all like a planned out thing? I'm like, no, it's the game.
It's a game from last week. No, it's the game right now.
No, it's the game.
There's characters.
All these things are currently happening. So, like, it is confusing. Like, Vidal rips off a 60-yarder. I'm like, is that Amari and Hampton?
No,
I mean,
Sully.
It
was Sully.
But, like, then Sully catches a touchdown. He's a different guy.
That was, like, last year, like, in fantasy football, going nuts. And it was, like, Marge Simpson kept making plays. And I'm like, you got to tell me who the hell that is.
I need to know. This is killing me.
Yeah.
So, like, Sully had four picks last night.
Game. Yeah, an awesome game.
The Chargers had different guys getting interceptions, but Hurts threw four of them.
No, Jalen Hurts.
I watched the beginning of it. I watched like the first two drives on it.
Yeah,
and then I flipped over to the real broadcast. I watched some highlights today.
It feels like Dan Orlovsky was not comfortable.
He was not into it
at all.
I'm not sold he's seen the Monsters films.
I don't think he has.
Drew Carter grew up on the Monsters Inc. films. I'm not sure Dan Orlovsky. I know he's got kids.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Dan Orlovsky's ever even interacted with and or seen a Monsters, Inc. film.
I don't think he was giving it his full effort. He might not have been the right guy for it. You need to find somebody. Because like Drew is super into it.
Yeah.
And
Burleson busy?
Orlovsky might think it's beneath him.
They did a quick, at the very beginning of the game, they had Marcus Spears and Jason Kelce also animated.
I saw that. Did they bring them back? I didn't see him again.
Yeah. But Swagoo was good. They should have put Swagoo on there.
Yeah.
He would have been more into it. He was having a good time.
What about Wiggy?
Put Wiggy in there.
Get Wiggy in there.
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Wiggy could do that.
But yeah, no, I don't mind why they do. Although it is strange that they're like Monday Night Football. Like CC Beans goes to bed at 8. So I'm like, all right.
Not my greatest parenting moment. We let Lucas stay up for it last night for the beginning of it. And yeah, I don't understand that either. I thought they used to do like weekend games over Christmas vacation.
They should do like a Sunday at 1 or like the London games. That's what makes the most sense probably.
Perfect.
Is like 9:30 in the morning
game. The game stinks anyways.
Having a little cereal watching Monsters Inc. football.
Dress it up and give me an animated football game.
Yes, please.
Okay, so I enjoyed it from what I watched. I'm not pretending I watched the whole thing, I watched
most of
the first quarter. And I thought it was pretty good. I thought our guy Drew did pretty well.
Great question on the text line. Is Sully going to be the Haas of the week?
Well, nominee.
Nominee.
We don't hand that out on a Tuesday.
Four interceptions.
Four picks.
Four picks, touched at least a touchdown.
Yeah, he was moving
He
out
hit
there.
The 54-yarder that won it in overtime. I saw that highlight this morning.
He drilled the kick.
He booted the crap out of that field goal. So, yeah, I'd say right now he's the clear front runner for Haas of the week.
All right,
good call, text line.
Great idea.
Good work.
Yep, like
are the Chargers for real?
So, we've asked this 6 times maybe this year.
Yeah, not to spoil tears, I guess.
No.
For 6.
7 or 8. Good call.
And I think we've had a different answer each time. Or not a different answer. I think it's probably 3 times yes, 3 times no. I'm still leaning no. Like they look.
So me too. Why?
Well,
Herbert's not healthy. He's not right.
Yeah, Herbert doesn't look right.
I give him a lot of credit. I mean, it's not just he doesn't look. I mean, his hand is busted up.
Yeah.
And I give him a lot of credit for toughing it out. I think his quote after the game was something like, other guys are dealing with way worse than me. So I like all that stuff. I give him credit for, you know, gutting it out, playing through it, being a dog. And
no, but there's something, you're right. It's whether it's his injury, just their offense is
underwhelming. Now I got to pick them to win a game in the playoffs. I'm not doing that. So despite me giving him all that credit, good quote after the game, to be like a leader of the team. Don't make it all about you. Deflect it to other teammates. Like, I like all that stuff.
Yeah.
Now I got to pick him to win a game. No.
No,
I think it's more about the Eagles being a mess than about anything the Chargers did.
I think you're probably right. So last year the Chargers were 11-6, lost in the wild card round. This year they're currently 9-4. They'll probably go 11-6 and lose in the wild card round. That's what it seems like. It seems like the Chargers are going to do a solid, and they're going to keep a team like the Chiefs out of the playoffs or the Ravens. They might even keep the Colts out of the playoffs. But yeah, this is where I've changed my tune. 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were talking about like just the AFC picture. I was like, oh, the Chargers, because of Harbaugh and Herbert, like I like them a little bit more than the Texans. That's changed. Like over the last 3 weeks.
For sure.
That has completely changed. Chargers versus Bills, I would say the Bills are better. Chargers versus Broncos, I think the Broncos are better. I think the Pats are better. So like at best, they're probably the 5th best team in the conference. Maybe them and the Jaguars are kind of actually similar. So yeah, like they're a good team, but they're by no means like a scary team.
Good point by the text line. Who has this? Maslack 42. That's a
Maslack?
New one. I'm not familiar with their work in the Twitch chat. But it's a good point. No chance on the Chargers. Their O line is decimated.
Oh, good point. They've lost a lot of dudes up front.
I mean, so they're down.
And they lost more last night.
Yeah. So they were already down Alt and Rashawn Slater, who their Slater was gone in the preseason, and Alt has been missing now for what, like a month plus.
Yeah.
Bedard, you know Bedard loves his O-line talk. He was tweeting. I think he was arguing about this with our guy Robbie Buckets last night. Big Eagles fan.
Oh, right.
Earmuffs out there, but tough loss for you there, Buckets.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
I guess the pressure rate on Herbert last night was like 70%+, which you like never see in a game. Yeah. So good point. Now they got to go win a big game, which Herbert already doesn't do. That's not going to happen.
No, and you'd have to imagine in the next, in the playoffs, actually, you know who their last two games are in the regular season?
Well, it's
again?
Kansas City and somebody, right?
No, so Kansas City, Dallas are the next two. Their last two, Houston and Denver.
Ugh.
Herbert might not make it out of there. Houston and Denver?
He barely made it out of last night. Lord. Barely made it out of last night. So, look,
but they'll probably split at best the next two. They'll have the same records they did last year, and then, but they'll probably get out. Like, I don't view them as a true contender, but, like, they're certainly better than a lot of teams.
And I think a win over the Eagles I just think a couple weeks ago would be more impactful. Now the Eagles have lost three in a row.
They're kind of a mess.
Hurts is a mess. They're a mess. Their coaching's a mess. The play calling's a mess. Like, the whole thing, I don't think they're in any jeopardy of missing the playoffs. I think the Cowboys had to win against Detroit last week to make that the case.
Yeah, the Eagles are still 8-5.
But they're going to be like the team 2 years ago that started 8-0 or whatever they started, 8-1. And then just limped into the playoffs and lost right away to, was it Brady and the Bucks? Is that who they lost to?
They did, yeah. I think so.
So, like, something like that's going to happen to them, where they back into the playoffs because that division, no one else is a serious challenge, but they're not going to be a team in the playoffs either. No. So, I don't know how much.
They got three gimme games left.
Yeah, so how much? Do they? Who do they have?
Eagles have Vegas.
Commanders twice?
And Commanders twice.
Right.
And the Bills, which you feel like now, a month ago, you're like, hey, maybe the Eagles will do the Patriots a favor, but, like, no, I don't think so. The Bills probably win that game, but either way, they'll probably go 11-6, same kind of win that division.
11-6, and I will pick against them on wild card weekend.
Immediately.
Yeah.
Because they'll play, like, who will they play? The
Bears, already beat them.
The
wild
Seahawks.
Card team. Seahawks, exactly.
Yeah. They'll probably,
I think they would get the Seahawks or Niners right now.
Yeah, so I would take that team as well.
Yeah, seriously.
That wouldn't work. Have you ever seen a player have two turnovers on one play?
No. In fact,
I've never seen
the
that.
Last time it happened was 1978. They said this on the broadcast. I don't know if they ever mentioned who it was, but that
they weren't doing a Monsters Inc. then.
No, the last time that happened was 1978.
Well, it's funny, just from like fantasy football purposes, you're sitting there, you're like, all right, well, worst case scenario, it's going to be like -2 points on this play. That's -4.
I didn't
-4. You're just sitting there minding your own business.
I didn't know that.
Having a popcorn.
Next time I'm up late in the game.
-4.
Next time I'm up late in the game and I have my quarterback going and I'm up 3 points, I'm actually not safe.
Like, don't throw a pick and then also get the ball back and then fumble it back. Don't do that.
Promise me
you don't do that.
It is possible.
Yeah, that was wild.
You told me I was not watching on the Monsters, Inc. broadcast at this point. It broke the Monsters, Inc. broadcast.
Yeah, players were running everywhere. The ball was just stuck on the field. Nobody had the ball. Even though actually on that play, I think 5 different people touched the ball, but like nobody touched it.
Perfect.
They weren't ready for that, and I don't blame them.
I don't blame them.
It's not something you prepare for.
I don't blame them for that either. No. I blame Jalen Hurts for that. I don't blame them for that. 617-779-7937. That's a little preview, of what we're going to do in tiers coming up at 11:30 on a Tier Tuesday. It's also a Tommy Tuesday. Tommy Curran from NBC Sports Boston at high noon and a key for madness for you at 12:45. Stay tuned for it. Good hour there on the NFL. Let's get back to the winter meetings and the Red Sox. What's the latest buzz in their pursuit of a big bat? That's next.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.